Yeah, so as you see over here, it's all about Rashbi and Mashiach, the connection of Rashbi and Mashiach. No, is he coming? Avram, you coming? Oh, Kaveh. Kaveh El Hashem. So the first shtickle is from a Maim of the Alter Rebbe. This is actually the most interesting of all the pieces here on the page. So he says as follows, L'yedei Shloishim u'Shloishis Yomim. So like Baim is 33 days after Pesach. So 33 days, Shateshev Admei Torah. This is a pasuk. After a woman gives birth for a Zachar, there's 33 days that it's Dmei Torah. V'hu b'chinas Lag Baimer. So 33 days after Pesach, you come to Lag Baimer. So what's the connection of giving birth to a Zachar? Which Zachar are we talking about over here? Fi sheyayim al the Pesach, hu yayim the Tisha B'Av. The kviyas of Pesach, the same day that the first day of Pesach came out, the same day of Pesach. So this year, Tisha B'Av is going to be on Shabbos. It's a Nitcha this year. There's the Atbash. There's a simon of Atbash that the first day of Pesach is the same as Tisha B'Av. Okay, so Pesach is connected to Tisha B'Av. And what's unique about Tisha B'Av? Shabbat Noilad Mashiach. Tisha B'Av is the day the Gemara says that Mashiach was born on that day. And V'oz Nemar. And then when it comes Lag Baimer, which is 33 days after Pesach, which is connected to the birth of Mashiach, it says, "Va'fachti evlom l'sasan cholo." Davisha transforms the Evel of Tisha B'Av into a Sasan as a result of the birth of Mashiach. V'hu hilul de Rashbi. And that's the reason why this is the day of the hilul of Rashbi, because Rashbi was a nitzis of Moshe, shehu b'chinas Mashiach. And in, being a nitzis of Moshe, he's also connected to Mashiach. So the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Eibush Shlachna b'yat tishlach, that the lashon that it's brought benegay to Moshe Rabbeinu v'nikra goyel rishon, Mashiach is also goyel achron ki yidu avidal. So Rashbi, Moshe, and Mashiach are all connected. So the reason why the day of Lag Baimer is the simcha of Rashbi, the hilul of Rashbi, is because 33 days after the birth of Mashiach, which is hinted on the day of Pesach, is that day where the Evel of the Churban is going to be transformed into a Sasan. Make sense? Ah, you got the Cheshbon? Yeah. Remez?
That's only the birth of Mashiach because it's connected
to Tisha B'Av.
What's this Atbash that you're saying?
There's a Simon Atbash when you get to all the Yom Tovim. That I don't remember right now. The Simon is brought in Shulchan Aruch. Actually, it's not a
ask him.
Gordon knows everything.
Connecting them all to
connecting
Pesach.
All Yom Tovim to Pesach. The first day of Pesach is Tisha B'Av. The second day of Pesach is
Shavuos.
And the third day of Pesach is
Rosh Hashanah. So fourth day of Pesach is Purim. And then fifth day of Pesach is
That's
Atbash. Yeah,
Tav Shin. First Aleph is Taft, is Tisha B'Av. Beis is Shin.
Is Shavuos. Gimel is Reish or Shoshana. Like this it goes. It's called Shulchan Aruch. It's not a Pistama Remez.
That's every year work.
That's Kuf. That one.
Yep.
That's Kuf.
Wow.
What's
Kuf?
What
Kuf is?
Kuf is meant to be Simchas Torah somehow or other. The only one's like a little bit of a stretch. And then Pei is Purim.
But
the week from Adar till Tishrei every year, the dates, the calendar doesn't change at all.
What? From?
From Adar till Tishrei, the calendar is inflexible. Once Adar hits, then it's the same schedule from then till.
Correct.
That's how it works.
Okay, so that's the first Remez, Benegeya to Mashiach and Rashbi. The second thing, we just read the first piece on the page, we're going over to the second piece. The second piece here is from, as you see, L'Kotei Torah, Parshas Matos. Yisra b'Rabba is boy, says the Medrash Rabba Parshas boy, she'achshav hubchinas ve'arasticha li. Today, our connection to the Eibishter is compared to a Edison. Right? And then when Mashiach comes, it says, ki bo'alayach hisayach. That then there will be the full Nisuan when we get fully married to the Eibishter. Pchinas Nisuan, the level of Nisuan. V'chayinu b'gemara reish perek ches t'psachim, al posig b'yoymahu tikri ishi kekalo b'beis chamiyo, d'hayinu b'chinas Nisuan. That then when Mashiach comes, then it'll be like a kala in the house of her in-laws, because she's going to leave her home, she's going to leave her parents' home, and it's going to be fully married. Mashenkin Achshav, today our connection to the Eibishter, Hukakala, Besavia, Shubchina Seirisin, that we're Taka the Kala, the Yidna the Kala, but we're still like in a separate home that's not fully connected to the Eibishter. Hainu, so the Alter Rebbe there says, the reason is, Kyoi Raise, Sosim Vegalia. Our connection to the Eibishter is through Teire, and Teire has two Madregis, Sosim and Galia. Today, all we have is the Chetzenius of Teira. So today, our connection to the Eibishter, which comes through the external part of Teira, is only Eirison. Then we go into the Pnimius, we go into the in the same house, in the same place where the Eibishter Kaviyochel is, and that's Beis Ishi. And he concludes there in the Kutat Teira, Kagoin Rashbi. This is connected to Rashbi, Shetirasei Umnasei. Rashbi, his profession was Teira. Kamisha Oma, Bechad, Ketira, Eskatarna Chulu, that through Teira he was one with one connection to the Eibishter. Shalehoya, Bepchinas, Nifrod, he wasn't separated, Afila Rega Echad, for even one moment. Velehoya Tzarech La'erir Esa'ava, he didn't have to awaken his love to Hashem, he was one. Balkein, Ayapotam, and Atfila. He didn't have to even daven. Like it says that Rashbi with the Teras Amnasi Bechlal, anyone that's Teras Amnasi, is Potem and Atfila. So what's the pshat in that? Because when a person has such a powerful connection, so you don't have to use davening, which is to be me'eret, the connection. Ava is a Ava. But when you're one, there's no reason to be me'eret. So you see that this union of Nisuin, which is what's going to be Nizgala, La'asud Lavai, who is the one that was Megala? It's even Bizman Azeh, or much, many years ago, Rashbi. That's the second connection to Mashiach here. Okay, Nachavart about Mashiach. Here's this one that you see from the Siddur, from the Mittler Rebbe. Harashbi Hiskir Pa'omim Rabbis Bilashayne. The Rashbi used to say, and you have it in Zayar, he said many times, Shila Yehei Kedeirei Adorem Malka Mashiach Dafke. There will not be another generation that will be as great as his generation until the generation that Mashiach will come. Chayri Yepalei. So this is Mamash Apele, Loma Herech Hazman, why is this going to be in such a long time? Shaleya Heike Deira, Ah, Deira Shal Mashiach Dafke. That there won't be any other generation like his. Elo, but the point is as follows. Lefi Shahoya Sharshay, Mipchenes Moshe, Mipchenes Mashiach. The reason why Rashbi's generation was so special was Taki because he had an Asham that was connected to Mashiach. So the generation that he was in is connected to Mashiach, and not until Mashiach actually comes will there be any other generation where there'll be such a tremendous revelation of Mashiach. Olefi Shahoyeb is Manachorben. Rashbi himself was in the time after the Chorben, right after the Chorben. Shalehoyeb Yomov Shum Gili Ermul Maila. There was no revelation from above at all. Like Gamle Bishum Ois, Umayfis, no miracles that were seen then. Kumashikasa, Vaisesenu Leire Inucholo. V'hoya megale b'zeh ha'olam roze de rozen and Rashbi. In that generation, although it was a time of Chorban and it was, but he revealed secrets of Teire shomepchinas pnimius madreges Moshe Mashiach. So behechrech shehoye meir boy mepchinas oyer hayeis shalom. The fact that he had a koyach to reveal this revelation of nishmas Moshe Mashiach in such a low time is because he had a very high neshama, very high oyer that he revealed. And that Eir that Rashbi revealed will not be revealed again until the generation of Mashiach.
Interesting that he says Deirah and not himself.
The Deirah of Mashiach. In other words, he's like a Kipkilip, so with like a humility. He's not attributing it to himself. He's like, it's the Tzchos of the generation. Is that the Pshat?
I don't know. I'm saying. And
what it's saying here is that the Deir was very low.
Exactly.
The Deir was a Chasman HaChorban, and there was no Eis in my place, and it was so low, and it was just him that had that Kayach. Good point, I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Another shtickle over here. This is another two pieces over here from Chedek Aleph. Kutte Siches. So Rebbe Hekdeir quotes, V'lakutte Teira Parshas B'chol Kaysai Mavur. So there's the famous thing that the Alter Rebbe says in Parshas B'chol Kaysai. It's next week's Parsha. Even though it's all things that are curses, but really it's all brachas. Because these are brachas that come from a very high place, it's said in a very concealed way that it sounds like klolis, but really it's brachas. That's the point that Alter Rebbe says in Lekutei Teira. The Tzemach Tzedek there in his Agos says, What Alter Rebbe says here is also the explanation of the story that the Gemara says. Rav Shimon ben Yochai shalach bnoi, Rav Shimon ben Yochai sent his son Rabbi Elazar l'Rabbi Yonasan ben Amsai v'Rabbi Yudah ben Gerim, and he sent him to them shivarchu, that they should bench him. U'kashachazel Rav Shimon, and when he came back to Rav Shimon, Omar, he said she'omru dvarim she'em heipach habracha, that instead of benching him, they actually told him things that are the opposite of brachas. V'honor le'Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon answered him and explained him she'be'emes heim brachas. They sounded like klolis, but be'emes they wore brachas. No, Rabbi Gordon, you remember what they wore, all the things that he told him? I didn't get a chance to check it up now. No? No? Okay. You should be thrown out of your house, I think. That's the story in the Gemara. So the question is, fine, say this. Rashbi explained, he interpreted how the clauses were really brachas. What was the point of them giving such kind of cryptic brachas? Why didn't they give straight out brachas? This was a way of sharpening Rashbi's son's mind, Rabbi Elazar, that he should try to figure it out. What's the brachas and what they were saying? It was just sound like a riddle. Okay, that's Mashos Psha. But Vatzemach Tzedek Kosav, it's not Stam Lechidudi. Shezehu Lefishahoyu Brachas Nailas B'Yaisa. It's a bracha that taka comes from a very high source. Because it's a bracha that comes from a place that's not shayach to gilui. It's not shayach. The world's not a keli for these kind of brachas. So therefore, the only way that it comes down into this world is in a way that to the eyes, it seems like the opposite of a bracha, but the MS, it's a bracha. Okay? So in other words, it's not by chance. It cannot come down in any other way. This is the only way it's possible for these brachas to come down in a way that for our eyes it should seem like a klala. No, Ibazai asks Rebbe, Chayre Tzarech Biyor, if so, the question is, Ki vinsha brachas keilu tzrichim lavi beheste, since these kind of brachas, the only way they could come into the world is in a concealed way, in a veiled way. I was going to say the word veiled. They have to come up, says it has to be covered. Eich gil oysan ashbi lebnai. So how did Rashbi have the kayach to reveal what the meaning of these brachas if the world is taken out of keli for it? So here you see again the unique power that Rashbi has. Yeshloimar, Alpi, Amavur, Betanya. So this Indian here is understood according to what the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya Perik Chavov. She yisurim, when a person experiences any kind of pain or suffering, heim hatoiv ma'alma diskasya. The truth is that the source of all the suffering comes from a place of good, but it comes from Alma Deskasya. So Alter Rebbe explains that a person should not be Ba'atzvos if he chas v'shalom has to experience any suffering, because he should know that really Be'emes is Ein Ra Yered Mumayla, and whatever he's experiencing is coming from a good source. It's really a bracha, but it's covered, and you don't see the bracha in it. V'chein, b'zman hazeh, today, when the world is not a keli for these giluyim of Alma Deiskasye, ein bechinas teiva nire v'niglis. This level of good that comes from Alma Deiskasye cannot be seen openly. Usually, that is. Because it comes from Alma Deiskasye, so the world is not a keli for it. Avol, Alter Rebbe, that continues in Tanya, al yidei shemekablum yisurim ba'ave, if a person accepts the suffering with love today, and how does he accept it with love? Because he realizes that it comes from the Eibishter, and really it's a bracha from the Eibishter, so that gives him the koyach to accept it with love. So then, says the Alter Rebbe, zeichem l'kitzeis Hashemesh b'gvurase d'lasid. The person will be zeiche that this sun that was covered with a shield, and he didn't see the source of this bracha, when Mashiach comes, the Eibishter will show him the source of the bracha. Sho'oz, ha'teiv, ha'mechuse, yizgal ha'lamato, b'teiv ha'nirv ha'niglis. The hidden and covered good will be revealed, and we'll see it openly. The world will be a keli for this Alma Deiskasya. This is the famous the lashon, the pasuk that always says is that when Mashiach comes, we'll say oitcha vay ki anaftavi. We'll thank Hashem for those things that He did today, which seem to be something negative. So al pizei shleimar that even though b'derech klal it says in Tanya, when is this going to be revealed? Lasod lavoi, but shat tzadikim. Not all tzaddikim, but those tzaddikim that their whole power and their whole mission in life is to reveal the secrets of Teira, Meir Etzlam, Gam Achshav Agili Delos, so they can reveal also the Giluyim that are covered, that are usually only going to reveal the Asad Lover, they can reveal this. Lachein, Rashbi, Shagila, Pnimis HaTeira, Hoya B'yecholtoi, Lefarish, HaBrachas B'Giluy, he was able to explain these brachas, Kivisha Etzloi, Kvar Hei, Rakatzeis HaShemesh, B'Gur Asad Delos, he already had this revelation. So Rab, who was it before here? Rab Yenisim Ben Amsai, Rab Yehuda Ben Gerim, also had a connection to the Salma de Iskasya. They gave the brachas in this kind of form. So they were able to be mamshich the brachas from that source. But they couldn't be mamshich it in a way that it should mamish be begili. Abshun ben Choy is even more than that. That he could explain it begolu to them, that they should understand why it's brachas. Yeah. Derech Agav, this is also the word that it says when it gets to bitochen. That the way how to be megala, these things that come from Malam de Iskasya, even b'zman hazeh, before. Before Ketzes Hashemesh Begvurasa is through Bitochen. Bitochen has a koyach of Tracht Good, Vet Zain Good, that although the world is not a keli for that good, but through the Aveda Bitochen itself, you become a keli for this Toiv of Alma Diskasya that otherwise is concealed, and the world is not a keli for it. Yeah. So that's another way that you can be Megala this. Tachan's
Kabbalah Yisurim, or are you saying?
No.
Different thing.
Yeah. Kabbalah Sayyisurim only gives the person the koyach that lost the love, you will see it. Tachin gives the person the kayach that even b'zman hazeh, it's mamshechit b'zman hazeh, so vet zayin good. So it's more powerful than being makabel the yisurim ba'ava.
When we come to yisurim, it's not going to see it now?
That's what it says in Tanya.
Everything's in sichas, and when you see it back, when you see makabel, and then you...
But that's a different thing. You mean the laskil chabino? No, it's a different story. In laskil chabino, the Alter Rebbe says one step further. Not only being makabel yisurim ba'ava, but really believing that it is good. Seeing that it's be'emes good, and then through the fact that you really believe be'emes that it's good, the Eibush will show you begoli how it's good. It's more than just mekabel yisurim ba'ava. Mekabel yisurim ba'ava is person believes that it has a purpose and it comes from a good source. But in Askil Chabina, the Alter Rebbe says it's a deeper point that he just sees the good in it. He mamish only sees it once you come to such a dagger, then the Eibush will show you the good. It's also a different Indian than Bitochen. It's not exactly Bitochen.
More like Amunah, no?
Yeah, like a very powerful Amunah, exactly. Hashemkin Bitochen is to rely, to totally trust and rely on Hashem, and to forget about yourself, and not to rely on Teva, not to rely on Teva, not to rely on anything, just to totally rely on Hashem. And that itself is a keli to be Mamshech.
It should be a Teva
Nirva Nigla. Teva Nirva Nigla, yeah. Yeah. Okay, one more shtickle over here. Mesuper Bekisve Arizal. Sherab Avram Alevi, which is a Talmud of the Arizal, he would say the Tefillah of Nachim every single day. Because of the tremendous Avelis that he had on the Churban. The Goydel Chukasai, and his tremendous yearning. And by the way, in another place, I remember hearing this in the Fabreng, the recording, that the Rebbe said that it's Mashma from the story, that this includes Shabbos and Yontif. Even though the Chayre Nachim, at least when we say it on Tisha B'Av, the Nusach of Nachim is in Mishpacha Vishlaim Mecha, and you don't say that Bracha on Shabbos and Yontif, but that's what the Rebbe said. I think in Tavshim Mevav, like Bema Tavshim Mevav, I believe.
You would say it in Benching.
The Rebbe said that in Benching, yeah. Akoponim, the Rebbe said that says Mashma from the Maise, that he said it even on Shabbos and Yontif. Then what happened was he said, he was in Miran and he said Nachem, and Rashbi was makpid at kedekach that he passed away not long after that. Doesn't bring it to Hemshech. So what's the point of it? I mean, you see the haflaw of this when the Rebbe spoke about this by the Fabrengen, and then the Rebbe spoke, imagine Shabbos Yontiv at the Nishkeshat. Even though Shabbos Yontiv is also supposed to be a day where there's no etzev, there's no sadness on Shabbos. And nevertheless, the fact that he said Nachem and Shabbos and Yontiv doesn't nishgeshat. The fact that he said it on like Baimer doesn't nishgeshat. So that shows you how great the Simcha of Rashbi is, even more than a regular Shabbos and Yontiv.
He said it in Miran. Okay.
Say then on Shabbos and Yontiv, if you're in Miran, kannst du sagen. And it won't. It's at the Shatten. I understand what you mean. So it's not. So it's more. It's more intense when you're right there. But it's my b'mokin tzien of Rashbi. But afal pikein, it's dafka on like Baimer itself. So how is it that what's so unique about like Baimer that this is a day that you can't say Nachim? Shleim atam al pima shemevi aravatzadik rabhilu miparich b'shem admona zaken. Shalafnei neshamas gevoyes kamei Rashbi like nachlev abayis klal. For people like Rashbi, there was no churban b'chlal. He's higher than this whole union of the churban. Ubemele b'yom like baime. Shaz meir oir kol terasav avidasu shavu kol yemechayev. As the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya over there in Geres HaKadosh, that the whole life of the tzaddik is oila on this day of his of when he passes away, and every single year of his yard site. So lehoy etzarech talmid Rashbi. I don't know why it says Talmud Rashbi. I don't think Rabbi Avraham Levi was Talmud Rashbi.
Because he learned
the Zohar. I guess so. Yeah, I think it was a Talmud from the Arizal. Okay. Talmud Rashbi, Rashbi, knowing who Rashbi is, that he's totally above the Churban, calling in a Churban, there was no in a Churban, so he was... And was, he was, that was trying to be masbe. Why? That he sort of underestimated and he didn't give the proper covid for the Kedusha and the Darga of Rashbi. That's why it came in something gekumen an einish. Yeah, so that's again shows how Rashbi was a person that his whole life was lamaila from the churban, was living in a world of lost love. Yeah, okay. On the side of here, I'm not going to read it now inside, but this is the famous shtickle from Tanya Geres HaKadosh, where he brings over there in the beginning of that piece, he brings over there the famous vart that through the sefer Hazayar Yivkum be Galusa Berachamim. Yeah. Just share with you one more Pailish of art that I saw on the Bnei Saschar. Sorry, today I was at the Eil. I just came back now, 5 minutes before the Shir, so I didn't. Okay, so it was just one Pailish of art that I saw in the Bnei Saschar. So he says that the Eir of Mashiach starts in Lag Baimer and concludes on Chanukah. Chladi Bnei Saschar, it's Yidua, he has a lot in Chanukah. So what's his Cheshbim? Why does it start like Baimer and finish on Chanukah? So he says, when does the Eir of Mashiach really start? The Eir Mashiach started by Matan Teire. Teire began, he read this Ashkhina Lamato, Yainim Yedl Tachtainim, and so on. So Matan Teire is really the beginning of Gilui Mashiach. And then Chanukah was when the Ness came down. The Ness of Chanukah is another step in the Gilui Mashiach. And then it's going to be Nizgala L'Asad Lovei. So he says that the reason... so he says that Shavuos, the Gilui of Shavuos starts 17 days before Shavuos, which is Lag Baimer. 17 days, 12 days before Lag Baimer, Heptzachon, the Gili of Matan Torah. And the Bechlal also, it's brought in the mind from the Rebbe Rashab, that Matan Torah is the, sorry, that Lag Baimer is the Matan Torah of Pnimi Yisatera. So he says that it's connected to Matan Torah because it's 17 days before Lag Baimer, and then he says, huh?
The Tnaim of Matan Torah
is in Lag Baimer. Interesting, okay. So, he makes over there the following cheshbon that it says in the Alshich, and it brings also, I think, b'shem Targum Yonison, that the story with Leah when she went out in the field, Timtza Dudoim Basode, right, that she got the Dudoim from Rachel, and she gave the Dudoim, that is, to Rachel, and then that night was Shavuos, the Alshich says, and the Ibur, which gave she gave birth to Yisachar, was Shavuos. The Ibur began with Leil Shavuos. And Lag Baimer is 17 days before the Ibur, when that was the beginning of the Hisnoitzitzus, as the Lashna uses, of this Ibur of Yisachar. And then his birth was on Chanukah. And this is, what do you find unique about Yisachar? That he was Yisachar Chamer Gorem. They were the ones that all the Dayanim and Teira, the Rabbanim and the Dayanim, that Paskin Dinim, Ibur Ashanim, and all the difficult halachas of Kiddush HaChedish, Shevet Yisachar was Baki in them. So the reason why they had such a strong power in Teira was because the Ibur of Yisachar was Takan Shavuos. So he says it began in Lag Baimer, it continued in Shavuos, and it completes in Chanukah, and it will be Begili when Mashiach comes. That's the way it puts it. Okay. Chaim v'lo bracha.